when a politician refuses to answer such a straightforward question is that they're worried that their honest answer is going to embarrass them.
What did you say?
Silence will fall.
But at times, it can leave you scratching your head and wondering why a man who wants to be president can't tell us a little bit more.
You know, it's hard to know just how well it will turn out.
Anyway, guys, come on now. I mean, I just answered like 8 questions.
Well, we have ways of making you talk.
Political doublespeak, does it bother you? 4 years ago is a long time in politics, but it's a short time in historical terms. And this week, we want to take a look at issues that remain relevant in the sense that they are unresolved, issues that had a high profile 4 years ago in the 2008 presidential campaign, but are nowhere to be found or hard to see in 2012. We'd like your help with this. What aren't you hearing about this year that was a much bigger campaign issue 4 years ago? Is it climate change? Is it the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan? Tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org, where lots of you are already letting us know. During the national conventions, neither of the major parties mentioned Guantanamo Bay. The only person to do so was Clint Eastwood, and he was talking to an empty chair trying to get a laugh on stage at the Republican National Convention. In 2008, though, Barack Obama and John McCain advocated the closure of Guantanamo Bay, the detention facility there. The 2012 Republican platform makes no mention of Guantanamo, and the Democratic platform contains a vague promise to reduce the number of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay with the goal of eventually closing the facility. In 2008, the Pentagon held more than 380 captives. Today, Gitmo's prison population is 167. Joining us now once again is Carol Rosenberg, correspondent at the Miami Herald, who's been reporting the Gitmo story for years. Carol Rosenberg, welcome back to the program.
Hi, John.
Now, if people want to follow you, first of all, from your coverage of Guantanamo, you live tweet actually from the courtrooms and the hearing rooms there on the island, right?
Yeah, I live tweet from the viewing center for where we get to watch the trials and the hearings themselves at Carol Rosenberg. Thanks, John.
At Carol Rosenberg, no space there. All right, why isn't Gitmo a campaign issue? Is that because the Republicans and Democrats are completely in agreement that this facility has to remain?
No, I mean, in fact, Obama is still committed to closing it officially. That's his statement. And Romney 5 years ago said that he was interested in doubling it. But, you know, it's basically been neutralized as an issue because Congress has blocked closure. The problem is that there's still a very, very stark difference between their two sides. And it would be interesting to hear both men talk in this campaign season about what it is they have in mind. I mean, what does Mitt Romney mean when he says he wants to double it? They actually have 166 men down there right today because on Saturday a Canadian captive named Omar Khadr went home. And so it is exactly half the population of when Romney in a primary debate said, I'd like to double it.
That's fascinating. What is going to happen over the next 4 years at Gitmo? What cases are going to be adjudicated? What issues are going to need to be resolved that neither of these candidates is going to be able to avoid, depending on who makes it to the White House?
Well, the two big cases that are up right now are death penalty cases. The 9/11 accused, five men are accused in the 9/11 attacks, and we're in pretrial hearings. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's the alleged mastermind of the attacks, is on trial with four alleged accomplices, conspirators. And then there's a second trial in the USS Cole bombing, the 2000 al-Qaeda attack on the destroyer off Yemen that killed 17 U.S. sailors. I mean, it's a complicated message for these two men because, you know, if this is an economy stupid campaign, Guantanamo's expensive. Guantanamo costs about $800,000 a year a detainee. And since the whole issue seems to be, you know, how are we going to save money and how are we going to get people back to work in the next 4 years, Guantanamo just doesn't seem to fit into the narrative.
We're talking with Carol Rosenberg, correspondent at the Miami Herald, on the future of Gitmo and why it isn't a campaign issue. Carol Rosenberg speaking with us from the studios of WLRN in Miami. This is The Takeaway. So the longer this goes on, Carol, how much legal precedent is established for a kind of a legal gray area, a place that's offshore and outside of the U.S. Constitution that Gitmo seems to be?
Well, these military commissions that are holding these cases down there are new. They were invented by President Bush using old military commission law, and then they were reformed by President Obama. And there are, the civilian courts are still taking a look at the law and what precedents they are going to set. One of the issues right now before an appeals court in the civilian sector is whether one of the charges they're using down there, material support for terror, is actually a war crime. And so it's unsettled law at this point, even though they've obtained some convictions along the way. Six, in fact, men have been convicted at military commissions. But these were all low-level foot soldier cases. Nothing at stake of the magnitude of September 11th, and none of them were death penalty cases. So it's very early on in the process where they're still trying to determine what laws apply and what is the authority of this military tribunal down there, off soil, not a civilian court, set up by after the September 11th attacks. In fact, with the notion, probably, primarily that maybe one day Osama bin Laden would be tried down there.
Early on in the process, and it's been going on for more than 10 years. In many ways, the highest stakes here are between U.S. and other nations who might take some of these detainees, and that is not even a legal issue.
Yeah, there's that problem as well. Of the 166 men down there, half of them are Yemeni. And Yemen is such a fragile country at this point. I mean, it's emerging, let's say, maybe into democracy. And the Americans are very concerned about sending back even Yemenis who were cleared for release into a country that has a strong undercurrent of support for Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. So what you have down there is 166 men, only a couple convicted, and the rest either awaiting trial, designated for indefinite detention, or just being held until somebody figures out a solution for this.
Gitmo unresolved and unheard in the 2012 campaign. Carol Rosenberg, correspondent at the Miami Herald. Here's what one of you is saying. I must admit to being baffled about how an entire presidential campaign can be run in the midst of the longest conflict in American history, Afghanistan, and hear almost nothing about it from either candidate. Curious. What do you have to say? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.